Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohiba. I'm Kahir Chisithe with the evening news. The headlines. ECI announces special summary revision of electoral rolls in 28 Koridang Assembly constituency under Mokokchung. DGCA's inquiry committee submits report on disruption of Indigo flights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his Mann Ki Baat at Akishvani tomorrow. And IMD forecast dense for conditions over parts of northeast. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has ordered a special summary revision, SSR, of the photo electoral rolls for the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency with 1st January 2026 as the qualifying date in view of the upcoming by-election. The 28 Koridang Assembly constituency fell vacant following the demise of sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchin on 11th November this year. In a press release, Chief Electoral Officer CEO Naglin Bhagyashree Bayanat informed that the final publication of the electoral roll will be carried out on 7th February 2026. She stated that the rationalization of polling stations will be completed by 29th December 2025, while the integrated draft electoral roll will be published on 3rd January 2026. The period for filing claims and objections has been fixed from 3rd January to 24th January 2026. A report.
During the special summary revision, various forms will be used, including Form 6 for new voter registration, Form 6A for inclusion of names of overseas electors, Form 7 for objections to inclusion or deletion of names in the existing electoral roll, and Form 8 for correction of entries, shifting of residence, replacement of EPIC, or marking of persons with disabilities, PWD. Electors and applicants can submit the required forms to the concerned booth level officer, BLO, Assistant Electoral Registration Officer, or Electoral Registration Officer. The forms are available on the ECI and CEO Naglit website. Applications can also be submitted online through www.voters.eci.gov.in. Ning Akashwani News, Kohima.
An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation Sanjay K. Brahmana has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by four-panelled committee. DGCA constituted a four-member committee to assess Indigo's adequacy of manpower planning, fluctuating rostering systems and implementation preparedness. They were also asked to identify the underlying causes leading to widespread operational disruptions. The aviation regulator body also instructed the committee to ascertain the accountability and responsibility for planning failures that led to the breakdown of operational stability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The National Consumer Helpline, the flagship initiative of the Department of Consumer Affairs, has facilitated refunds amounting to 45 crore rupees across 31 sectors. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution informed that the initiative has addressed over 67,000 consumer grievances in the last 8 months. The ministry also highlighted that the helpline has emerged as a single point of access for consumers across the country to seek grievance redressal at the pre-litigation stage. Consumers can register their grievances in 17 languages through a toll-free number 1915. Minister for Public Health Engineering Department, PHED Jacob Jimomi, today addressed the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Kagaboto Area Students' Union, KASU, at Kagaboto Town in Newland District. Speaking on the occasion, the minister described KASU as a vibrant platform that has fostered interaction, nurtured ideas and inspired renewed consciousness among successive generations of young leaders. He expressed confidence that as the union marks 50 years of its legacy and vision, it will continue to ignite young minds and serve as a torchbearer of positive change in the region. Congratulating all past and present members of KSU, Mr. Jimomi extended his best wishes for the union's future endeavours, expressing hope that the journey ahead will be guided by God's continued blessings. On the occasion, the PHED minister also inaugurated the Kagaboto Area Students' Union Office building. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Indian Immunologicals Limited, IIL, one of India's leading vaccine manufacturers, has refuted claims by Australian health authorities of a fake doses of its anti-rabies vaccine Abhirab in India. In a statement, IIL clarified that the alert does not reflect the current situation. Reassuring healthcare professionals and the public, IIL emphasized that every batch of vaccine manufactured in the country is tested and released by the Central Drugs Laboratory before being made available for sale or administration. Thailand and Cambodia have signed a ceasefire agreement to halt fighting along their disputed border. Thai Defence Minister Nathapon Nakpanich and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister T. Siaha signed the agreement today at a border checkpoint in Thailand's Chantaburi province. Both countries agreed on a joint statement during a special meeting of the Border Committee. In Bangladesh, a blast at a madrasa in Keraniganj today left four people injured, including a woman and two children, prompting a major police operation that led to the seizure of around 250 kilograms of bomb-making materials. The explosion occurred around noon at the Umal Kura International Madrasa in the Hasnabad area. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that dense fog conditions are expected over parts of northeast India till 1st of next month. In Naglan, the weather is expected to remain dry till the 2nd of January. However, dense fog is very likely to occur at isolated places across the state today. According to the IMD, districts experiencing dense fog include Dimapur, Kohima, Perin, Peg, Wakha, Mogokchun and Mon. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 19 trains are delayed by over 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. And Indian all-rounder Dipti Sharma broke multiple records during the third T20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Alice Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. In the T20 internationals, Dipti became the first Indian across men's and women's cricket to reach 150 wickets. She also became the first cricketer to record 1,000 runs and 150 wickets in T20 internationals, scoring 1,100 runs at an average of 23.40. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. ECI announces special summary revision of electoral rolls in 28th Koridang Assembly constituency under Mokokchun. DGCA's inquiry committee submits report on disruption of Indigo flights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his Mann Ki Baat at Akashvani tomorrow. And IMD focus dense fog conditions over parts of Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.